Carrie Milch of Williamsville considers herself part of the Woodstock generation. She heard plenty of live music while attending concerts and dances as a young person in the 60s and 70s.
It was a time in life, I think, that everybody was engaged in music. You know, there was a message in the music back then, and that was important to people.
These days, she hears plenty of this, too, when she's getting her hearing aids checked at her audiologist office.
Yes. Yes.
50 years after the famous Woodstock Festival, many like Milch are realizing their listening habits back then may be impacting their ability to listen today. A recent Harris Poll survey, commissioned by hearing aid maker Oticon, found that nearly half of older adults who listened to loud music in their youth now have some form of hearing loss.
We know that hearing loss that is a result of exposure to loud music or other loud sounds oftentimes doesn't manifest immediately.
That's Milch's audiologist, Dr. Jill Bernstein, with Hearing Evaluation Services of Buffalo. Although aging, genetics, and medication are factors, she notes loud sound damages outer hair cells, the amplifiers of our ears. Those cells can recover, but the more damage they take, the less likely they'll recover over time.
Because they listen to the music, they might have a little tinnitus, like that high-pitched ring when they leave, but the next morning they feel fine, when in reality they caused permanent damage to their hearing system. It's just going to take another 20 or 30 years to actually show up.
Milch first noticed her hearing loss in her early 50s. She was a teacher and thought her students were always mumbling, but then it happened with friends and family, too.
You start to be the left-out person. You know, they're all laughing at something, and you have no idea what they're laughing about. And that's sort of startling to, you know, your world shrinks.
And this can have larger consequences than just having to ask people to repeat themselves. Research shows hearing loss can lead to isolation, loneliness, and even dementia.
Your brain is rediverting resources to hearing that it should be using for memory, and then you withdraw from activities so you're less engaged, and that affects your memory, and all of these things start to add together.
Despite these issues, many people never address their hearing loss. A recent CDC study says less than half of adults with hearing trouble have seen a doctor about it in the last 5 years, and less than a third of older adults who could benefit from hearing aids are actually using them. Bernstein says there's still a stigma attached to hearing loss and wearing hearing aids.
When you have hearing loss and you refuse to wear hearing aids because you think it'll make you look old or whatever the reason is, everybody knows you can't hear. They have to repeat themselves. You laugh at inopportune moments. If you just wore hearing aids, no one would even realize that you had hearing loss because you'd just be functioning normally.
As for Milch, she says her world has opened up since she started wearing them about 7 years ago.
When you can't hear and you're at such a disadvantage, then all of a sudden the world reawakens again. It's really a big deal.
Unfortunately, hearing aids aren't cheap. They can cost as much as $3,000 for 1 year and are not covered by Medicare. Bernstein's practice actually partners with community organizations to provide hearing aids to lower-income patients.
It's not a small expense, but it's an investment in something that you are going to wear all day, and it's going to impact every interaction that you have.
Bernstein worries hearing loss will be even more prevalent when the young people of today are seniors.
Kids today, like you said, are wearing earbuds in their ears sometimes, especially on weekends. It could be 5-6 hours a day. You know, they're in their ears all the time. It's putting the source of the sound closer to their eardrum as opposed to having speakers on their radio and, you know, in their room. And a lot of devices can go to dangerously loud levels.
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.